And Coach Jim Scanlon down at the tunnel joining us. Coach, congratulations on the win.
Thanks, Kelly. Thanks. Yikes. That was an interesting one.
Yeah, it sure was. Have you heard anything from Lindenwood, how their player is doing?
Shelly just said afterwards that apparently they were going to transport her to Fargo.
Oof.
And then obviously she was going to wait, you know, make a phone call.
Oh, well, we definitely have Aaron near in our prayers and thoughts right now. That was not that was hard to watch. As a coach, your team had to leave the ice there halfway through the second period. You had such great momentum. How did your team find a way to come back and keep that momentum going after that long delay?
Well, we talked about it. We mentioned it to them. It's a challenge. I mean, obviously, it's a long delay. You're worried about her, but said you got to put all that out of your mind and just focus on this next 9:21. So we had I think 41 seconds on a power play and then 9:21 to go in the period. So let's just focus on that, play as hard as we can, do what we need to do, and real proud of them for that's exactly what they did.
A different story here today. Your team much crisper passing, defensively, 12 block shots, looked really good helping out Kerrigan. And then you get that goal from Lydia Passolt, a power play goal there. She had such a great weekend. All around, your team looked night and day different here today, didn't they?
Yeah, it was a real solid effort, and we definitely deserved to have more than one. It was one of those games where you're just going, you got to kid me, with the chances we were getting and the near misses. And again, credit their goalie. She was, her last time out, she got pulled against Wisconsin, gave up three in about 5 minutes, and she gets pulled and she's able to bounce back and throw a performance like that at us. So, I told the group, we're gonna be in games like this all the time, and you got to find a way. You're at home. It's the third. It's the second game of a two-game series. We want to be the team that can come out on top of these games, and that's exactly what they did. Power play found a way. Lydia, with her shot comes big, and then obviously the penalty kill at the end.
You also had a big day, Paige Beebe, with 6 shots on net. She had 2 block shots, playing both offensively and defensively. Just a great play by Paige. She was always in the action there.
Yep, Paige had a really solid game. I thought all the lines, particularly for like last night, that Kiki's line was just much better tonight. Claire's line was much better. Obviously, Reese with Paige and Abby were generating a lot, but I thought Paige Anderson for her first game was outstanding. Just obviously offensively, she made some great plays and almost scored a couple times. But I was just really impressed with how she did defensively as well. So impressed with both she and Cheyenne Hebert and Abby De La Rosa because it was their first time out. And I thought they all really did well.
Coach, you've got another non-conference game here next weekend, Providence. We saw them last year. What do you expect to see out of them again?
Well, they're a better team. They're a better team than what we saw this weekend. I don't want to take anything away from Lindenwood because they played extremely hard. I told their captain, I said, I like your culture. You play for each other and they battle and they compete. But, Providence has some very skilled players. Claire and Max, good friend from Shattuck, scored a hat trick on us last year. She's back. She had close to 30 goals last year. Very, very talented player, and there's a good, solid team, so it's going to be a real good challenge for us.
Enjoy the weekend split. Congratulations again, Coach. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Kelly. Appreciate it.
Head Coach Jim Scanlon joining us here in our Paul Bunyan Communications post-game show. Again, a crazy, weird, interesting game here at the Sanford Center, but the Beavers come out victorious, a 1-0 win.